Brooklyn sounds like.
Cologuard, colon cancer screening for people 50 and older at average risk.
Honey, have you seen my glasses?
We are Dave and Giggles. Giggles is putting on his headphones.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Let's see here.
I turned you up. I just turned you up. Can you hear me?
Yeah. But yeah. You're coming through the... Hold on. I got to switch my headphone jack.
Switch your headphone jack. Do what you gotta do. We are Dave and Giggles. This is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we'll be here for like an hour. It feels weird because we've been here for 2 hours for a while now. I feel like Melissa's just never around anymore. What are you gonna do? She'll be here later.
What about now?
She texted me the good. It sounds great. She texted good. Me the other day. She said, "I can't wait to see you on Sunday. It's been so long." I'm just like, Melissa, are you drunk?
Relax.
Relax.
Jeez.
What's going on over there? What are you drinking?
Coffee. A lot of news. I'm
drinking beer.
Beer. I got a couple beers ready just in case I need them.
This one's a little.
But there's been a lot going on in my world.
Yeah.
And in the world in general.
Yeah.
Real quick. Gotten some weather stuff. I'm out in Colorado.
You are.
Dave and Giggles.
Oh, wait. Dave's in Brooklyn. Colorado had like a 60 degree drop off, didn't it?
It's true.
Oh.
It's true. We had that. But right before, there was an epic dust storm.
Ooh.
And I was out with the kids. And
dust
all of a sudden,
cool.
Dust storm. Well, it wasn't cool to get stuck in because I couldn't see in front of me.
No.
So, like, I was driving and I was like, oh, shit. All of a sudden, it got dark and it was just like dust everywhere. And I couldn't see dust and sand and dirt. Couldn't see anything.
Up
I
had
all
three kids
in Aurora. Yeah.
That's
weird. Right, it was fast moving. It was crazy. And then the next day, that night, we got the blizzard.
Oh.
Well, you know, not a blizzard, but
just obviously,
a storm.
You have to, if it's going to drop that far, something weird is going to happen.
It's true.
You know?
It was crazy. It was just a ton
of
dust. And you know what was really cool about Leo? He was in the back, and I was like, oh, shit, I can't see anything. I was like, all right, guys, just be cool. You know, everybody just play it cool.
Play cool.
And he was like, Dad, no, you're good. See, there's the curb right there. And he was, like, on the right side, just kind of, like, leading me through. And I was like, nice. You're like, what a great co-pilot to just be like, Dad, it's cool. You could see, you know.
It was a good little dude.
I swear to God, I could not see.
I know. Anything. I've driven in a sandstorm before, and it's wild. It's really crazy.
Is that Sandstorm or Dust Storm? That's Sandstorm by Derudo. You know that song that's like...
Is it Sandstorm?
That's what I was thinking. Is Luke still hanging out?
Yeah, Luke is hanging out.
What's he doing? Homework?
He's hanging out drinking a beer.
I'm nice. Drinking a beer. Oh, my mic's on. Sweet.
Yeah, I turned you on.
I'm drinking a beer and texting Dave about which 90s songs he should play if he needs to play another one.
Oh, man.
Episode.
I got into such a 90s kick this
90s
week.
On 9 90s on XM.
Yeah.
It's so good because everyone's a classic. Everyone was like right there when you were driving for the first time.
Okay.
You're like, oh, I remember where I was when I first heard that song in my mom's van.
What is it? So this is a Sandstorm song?
Yeah.
I don't know this song, I don't think.
You don't know this?
If you look, if you Google on, go on YouTube and search Sandstorm Darude New Year's Eve, there's an insane video of some guy playing this on New Year's where it drops the second that it turns to midnight.
Where was it? Like MSG
it was
or something?
No, it was in like Amsterdam or like Europe somewhere. But it is a video for the ages.
What kind of music is this? Like, what would it be defined as?
Yeah, what is this?
I don't know.
House? Techno?
House? Techno?
I don't think it's really... I feel like it's like just electro.
It's just straight up electro.
Or like, maybe it's even trance.
What year did this come
trance?
Out?
It's so good,
gotta
though,
be
right?
Like early 90s, mid-90s.
It seems like 90s. 99.
Very different take on 90s music.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
All right. Quick technical note. Yeah, just so you know, I can't hear this song.
I know.
So I don't know.
Well,
if you
know what
that.
I'm playing. I'm. You know,
I know what you're playing.
Yeah.
I know what you're playing. But do you want to play some? Did you get some of our voiceovers that we did last week?
I didn't. I'm gonna get some.
Oh,
we. You
so want to
do one now? You
tell Luke about it. Tell Luke about it. Well, yeah. Send me some.
All right.
So Luke, I guess some of the radio's show hosts got chewed out for not doing the readers.
Oh,
I
yeah, the me bottle.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, the me bottle. We did an excellent one. Actually, Dave played a song and I read it. It was great. It was a great piece of live theater. We're going to do a couple more. So.
Yeah, I'd love to hear. What I've been doing is just I've been challenging myself to see how fast I can speed read
just
that.
Get through it.
So I'll just be like, Me Bottles is a company that makes like amazing water bottles that filter your. I can't even remember what it
says. Yeah, that's the one more. We have dreaming research. Thing is very late night.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sending it over to you. I'll
perfect.
Get some music queued. We'll do it.
The marketing people of me are going to be like, who the hell are these jokesters?
I know.
Read our copy.
These practical jokers.
I cursed in last week's. I was. I think I was like.
Well, you screwed up and you were like, fuck. Right in the middle of it.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. This is going through. It's taking a little while since we're in the deepest, darkest dungeon in this room.
Can I run a track by you two?
Yeah, let's
just
run
to
a track.
Just to know if you've heard of it.
Give it to me.
Found Out About You by the Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, for, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That song is like one of my all-time favorite 90s tracks.
I went deep into Gin Blossoms this week.
Oh, my God. That song is so good.
I have a story about Gin Blossoms. I went to school, college in 97, right? Mm-hmm. So it was like a couple of years after Gin Blossoms was really huge. And there was this girl that I liked, right? And I was really into her and I was playing guitar for her. I was playing like some horrible songs for her. And she's like, oh, my friend's coming to visit. And her friend gets here. And her friend gets to college. He brings his own guitar. He's this dreamy, like this gorgeous dude. Like unbelievably gorgeous.
Oh, no.
And then we're all like hanging out. We're all like high. We're all drunk. And we're sitting there. And then he plays a Gin Blossom. I think he played Hey Jealousy. And it was unbelievable. And I was like, well, I'm out.
There is no chance of me getting a girl tonight.
Yeah, it was harsh. But, you know, you live and you learn. Gin Blossoms are great. Gin Blossoms, that early 90s indie rock kind of feel. Oh, yeah. So good.
Not the medical condition. You know what Gin Blossoms are.
That's like when you're drunk in your nose, right?
Yeah, it's your nose. It's your, like, the veins on your nose just look like flowers.
It's usually like an Irish a malady. You drink, you get like your nose blows up and then you see the pores. They're just like, they're there.
Whoa. You see the veins.
Yeah, the veins. Oh, it's bad. It's an ugly looking thing.
I never knew. See, I always thought Gin Blossoms was kind of like just a nice sounding name.
It sounds
now
nice.
I know that it's like kind
of
gross.
It's really bad. Look up pictures of a Gin Blossom, not the band. It's bad. It's real bad. That's now that you think about it, it's a really bad name for a band name.
Yeah, I don't know. It's good though. It sounds good.
There's a lot of really bad band names.
What's
out
the
there?
Worst band name you could think of off the top of your head?
Oh man, Lumpy and the Dumpers.
Lumpy and the Dumpers. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
The Dumpers.
I think the Dead Kennedys are kind of bad. I mean, that's tasteless.
It is tasteless. But I mean, they're punk. I feel like that's kind of what it's about,
right? I went to a deep 90s hall and I was listening to the Butthole Surfers.
Oh, that one is horrible.
That one's really bad.
It's like not even cool. It's just bad.
It's not. It's not
Butthole
good.
Butthole Surfers. That's a terrible name. All right, give me some audio for the Me Bottle.
All right, ready?
Like, I'm hiking through the woods. I'm going out and I'm looking for bears.
Okay.
Looking for llamas, you know, I'm just out in the, and I need to filter my water.
Looking for llamas in the woods.
Yeah, you don't do that?
Looking for llamas in the woods. That's what happens.
You guys
when you're
are in the
there.
City. You guys are city people. I'm out in the country.
You must be in Peru.
It's definitely a Peru thing. All right, hold on. I'm going to get some music ready. You got the thing ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. It's a little sad. Oh, this is nice. Okay, give it to me.
After more than a year of dreaming, researching, experimenting, late night conference calls, and early Saturday morning meetings, the Me Team is happy and
right,
proud.
Hold on.
What? That was really good.
It was good, but you got a little too much energy. The music is a little bit
I can't
morose.
Hear the music.
Oh, you can't hear it? Hey, a little softer.
It's like morose and thoughtful.
A little softer. Oh, okay.
Like you're wondering about your future and it might be uncertain.
Right.
Okay,
here we go.
Sorry, I was a little jammed up.
Oh, you were a little jammed up. All right, give it to me.
A little jazzed about the meme bottle.
Yeah.
I love reading it like it's a movie.
I know. The next one, I'll give you like a really big like action movie one, and then we'll go with that.
Okay.
This one, soft. It's soft.
Okay. I'm ready. You're gonna start over.
You're like you're getting a massage at like a like a nice resort. It's like that.
Perfect. You're
getting a massage to get over some horrible thing that has happened in your life.
Exactly. It was really bad, too. It was really bad. All right. Yeah. Hit it with me.
Ready? After more than a year of dreaming, researching, experimenting, late night conference calls, and early Saturday morning meetings, the Me Team is happy and proud to present to you the Me Bottle. This double insulated, reusable stainless steel bottle disinfects water in a 60-second cycle utilizing UVC LED technology and is 99.99% effective against E. coli. A single charge via micro USB lasts up to 30 days, and the bright LED display lets you know when water is ready to drink. Join us in bringing clean water to all. Raise your bottle and drink to you and me. Find more. Damn it. Find out more at bebottle.com.
You're cursing again, Derek.
It's terrible.
They should be paying you for that.
I know. It's pretty good,
that
right?
That was impressive.
That was good.
I was like tearing up about the Me Bottle.
I know. I was really wanting the Me Bottle. You got a little jammed up in the middle again.
Like, I did. I saw you.
Come bring it down. Bring it down. It was really good, though. It was really good.
It feels good.
It was good.
Great. Send me another one.
I think what would really elevate that pitch to the next level is if you could find a track like that, but with like an inspiring chord change about halfway through.
To really give it that epicness?
All of a sudden your problems have been solved by the Me Bottle.
All right, give me a song that you would want to hear with it. I'm going to give you like a minute or two to really think about it.
Well, I already know.
Oh, boom, done. All right, we're going to do, what's another one we can
read? What's the New Orleans one that was a little bit.
The New Orleans one.
That was good. New Orleans Health Center.
I don't know if we still have that one.
If there's an instrumental version of Eye of the Tiger.
That's pretty good. What is this? Oh, we can do the mobile app. The Me Bottle. And we got Brooklyn Fall Music Schedule.
Okay. Yeah, give me that. What's that, like music?
Yeah.
But hold on.
I got to find it. Event description. All right, I'm going to send you this, and you could read the event description because there's a whole lot of other information on the event. You figure it out.
I like that we spend the whole show just reading these things.
Yeah, why not, right? Let me figure this out. Okay.
Found out about you.
It might be tough to read this one. It's smaller print.
That's all right. I got good eyesight. I got the LASIK.
You did get the LASIK. I was talking about the LASIK the other day to someone who got it, and they were like, changed my life, bro. Changed my life.
I don't have to wear contacts. Yeah. It's like something. I had to take my contacts out when I got, went to sleep, and then I had to put them in when I woke up.
That's the worst.
I was the worst. I had glasses, and like my eyes would all be dry, and like, oh, man, it's great.
It's the worst. All right, that's sending over to you. What song do you want to do, Luke?
The Brooklyn.
Oh man.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Is there something like kind of like scary and spooky tiger? Sounding?
You want to do like
or Eye of the Tiger if there was an instrumental, but if you get the lyric version, it's gonna be.
But this is for the Brooklyn Music Festival?
I don't know what it's for.
I don't think we should use Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, that's a little bit too on theme.
Right, so what was the other one? Something spooky? So this is like a spooky thing. We're spending like half the show on music reads. I love it.
What about one of the songs from the Lord of the Rings soundtrack when they're like right about to fight one of the major battles?
Which soundtrack?
The Lord of the Rings soundtrack. It's got that epic kind of fantasy sound.
Let's see.
Jeez. Oh, I do got to tell you about my Lyft driver that was really into the Disney Channel.
Oh, I also got to tell you about Explosive Diarrhea.
Okay.
It was babysitting my nephew. Like, this is.
And you got diarrhea?
Oh, that was you. That was you. I was like, where is it?
Yeah, that was me.
No, not me. Right here. How about this? This is the battle music. It's pretty epic.
Yeah, wow, this music festival is going to be intense.
It's going to be so intense. All right. I haven't gotten the text yet from you. So,
when it gets there, all right, this is going to be it. This is going to be the winner. It's like a battle scene. It's a battle scene. You could put energy into it.
And there's a lot on the line.
Yeah.
Okay. For the Brooklyn Music Festival.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
life or death.
Radio Free Brooklyn Fall Music Festival.
All right. Yeah. Which one was that?
This one.
But which song was that?
Oh, that one is called Lord of the Rings Battle Music Mix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. This is tough.
I told you, it's small.
Okay, I can do this.
All right, let me know when you're ready. I'm going to start from the beginning. Let me give a little intro in here. Okay, here we go. This is the read for the Radio Free Brooklyn Fall Music Festival. Inspired and giving it his all. Giggles.
Radio Free Brooklyn is excited to present its first ever fall music festival on October 27th.
Give me more gravity. Give me more gravity.
Oh, it's like life or death?
Yeah, it's life or death.
Okay. All right. Radio Free Brooklyn is excited to present the first ever Fall Music Festival on October. Oh,
do it one more time. All right. Here we go. It's intense.
You're a terrible coach. Hold on.
It's intense.
Let me read it how I want to read it.
Right. You are delivering this to your family who are going to war and may not return.
They're probably not going to return. Yeah. They all just pretty much like entered a sandstorm. And they might not make it out
to fight orcs, and chances are they're going to be hacked to pieces.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Give me the three, two, one. Give me a count.
All right, I'm gonna dip up the song. I turned it off. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Radio Free Brooklyn is excited to present its first ever Fall Music Festival on October 27th. Come enjoy 7 hours of live music, food, and an array of local vendors at East Williamsburg venue Sunnyvale, which is located at 1031 Grand Street. Attendees will enjoy performances from Bad Citizen, ZR King, Terminal Fury, King Tyrant, Holy Vulture, and King the Burn. We'd love for our listeners to join us for the inaugural festival. For more information and to RSVP,
it went well with the music, thank you.
Visit radiofreebrooklyn.com/fallfest.
Beautiful. That was well done. That one was appropriate. That one was good. That one was good.
That was tough. I feel a little bit scared to attend that event.
I mean, those names like really fit into the Lord of the Rings thing. Bad Citizen, ZR King, Terminal Fury, King Tyrant, Holy Vulture, and King to Burn.
I'm nervous that if I go to that, someone's going to give me a quest that's going to really upend my plans.
You're going to get there, and there's going to be like a spotlight on something that's going to be a quest for you to do.
And be like, all right, I guess, well, I had all these plans, but it sounds like now I'm doing this.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, you got to go now. I mean, Giggles told you to go.
Well, when someone hands you a quest,
when is it? November 12th?
You were just read it.
I know. I was just into the story, not the date.
I know. All right. So it's October 27th.
Yeah. Let's set it.
5 p.m. to 12 p.m.
Sunday?
Sunnyvale. Yeah.
It is of the utmost importance.
You want to come? You want to come over?
Maybe. What is it? That's a Sunday?
$10. Yeah. Radiofreebrooklyn.com/fallfest.
Let's do it.
You're going to come from Colorado?
He's going to come from Colorado. He's going to go through all the sandstorms, too.
Well, it sounds like Bad Citizen is playing, so.
Yeah, Bad Citizen's going to be there. King of Fury.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. All right, tell me.
That's a band you got to fly for.
That is a band you got to fly in for. I mean, we sound like horrible people. tell me about your Uber.
Okay, so my Uber driver took me to a shoot that I had to do because the cars were tied up. I didn't have the cars. And so I took a Lyft to my, my photo shoot that I had.
This cup.
And the guy was like, we were talking cable TV or something. You know, he wanted to talk. And he was like, yeah, I'm really into, talking about cutting the cord with cable.
Cutting it.
And he was like, cutting it. And he's like, yeah, I'm really just into Hulu Plus and Disney Channel. And I was like, it's a grown guy. He's like 35, 34, something like that. I was like, oh, you got kids? And he's like, no, I'm just like an inner kid, you know? I'm an inner kid. And he started listing off all these Disney movies. And I was like, bro, this guy is a Disney fan.
What did he love? What were the movies he did? Princess movies?
Old school Robin Hood, you know, which was good. That was a good one. He started off with that one.
But then he got 50s and 60s.
Yeah, but then he started talking about comic books, and I guess Disney owned Marvel.
They own all the Marvel stuff. So everything on the Disney Channel is going to be Marvel from beginning to end.
I mean,
maybe it's a good choice.
There's a huge fan base there. People are obsessed with the Marvel movies.
People are obsessed. I learned to over the weekend, and what was one thing that I wanted to talk about was this whole China thing. Have you looked at any of this China stuff?
Hong Kong. Be careful what you say.
I know. Be careful what I say. But
You're gonna get dinged.
Definitely gonna get dinged over this one. But like basketball's pretty much like bowing down to them. They're banned. They're trying to like be like, yeah, we'll do whatever you want. So apparently Marvel did the same thing. So that movie, Doctor Strangelove or whatever that guy's name, Doctor Strangelove. he had a character in the movie that was a Tibetan Buddhist monk that was like the seer and all that, like the highest level of stuff.
Yeah, he's like a mage, yeah.
They made him change it. So now he's of Celtic descent, or she, it's actually a girl. She's of Celtic descent and has nothing to do with Tibet. Like, changed the movie entirely because they China was like,
The weird thing about China is they just don't want humans to feel like they could be special. I think they're like all a part of the system. Like they're all a cog in the
wheel.
There's
a lot of them. You know?
There's a lot, you know, you're like, geez.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that. I have no desire to go to China. I think it's like a very oppressive state.
What about Japan?
Especially right now, it's got a scary image.
Yeah, it's not a good time to go to China. I go to Japan.
Japan sounds great.
Japan sounds great. But the weird thing is,
Land of the Rising Sun.
Yes. But the weird thing is you got all those NBA stars. They were going there for a game. So they were in China when all that shit was going down.
Yikes.
I'm sure they were like, we're not going to be let out. Like, they're not going to let us leave. This is really bad. So, it got weird. And then there's just like, I was looking through a list of all the companies, American companies that were just like, whatever you want, China. We're cool.
Yeah.
People.
Oh, yeah.
You give us a lot of money.
There was someone I saw online. This was on Reddit, actually. Someone posted the fact that Nike had pulled all the, I think it's the Rockets merch. Whichever the team is in the NBA that the coach tweeted the pro Hong Kong.
I think it was
thing.
Him, yeah.
And so they pulled all the Rockets merch from all their stores in China. And someone just commented that slogan from their most recent campaign with Colin Kaepernick, believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything.
There you go.
And no one really thought that Nike believes in anything, but...
they definitely don't.
But it highlighted that.
Right. It definitely doesn't. This thing is still playing.
What, the music?
Yeah.
Has it been playing really loudly?
No, I just had it turned down, but it's like a 14-minute video.
Oh, jeez.
Man. So, yeah, China's really fucked.
Well, not China, the people are.
Yeah, the people are, right. I mean,
the Chinese,
that,
if you're in the upper echelon of the society.
It's the People's Republic of Hong Kong, right? So... they should be a little bit more willing to let their people rule. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. We're going to get dinged.
We're going to get dinged. The re-education camps. I like that we're talking
slash,
about
it. / organ harvesting farms.
Ugh. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
And, actually. Apparently, they're harvesting organs from the Uyghur Muslims. In those camps. Yeah.
Shit. Oh, yeah. They were moving them out, right? They were
there's something. I heard something. This is worth a Google to confirm, but it's something like in the United States, if you go to the hospital and you need a kidney, it takes like something like you're on the waiting list for like a month or two, maybe 2-3 months.
And you're at the end of the waiting list. Yeah. So everyone else is above you unless you have some money.
If you are in China and you need a kidney because they got. They're harvesting
thousands.
Them. You can get a kidney in like a week in China.
Weird.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, do you remember the bodies exhibit?
Yeah.
The bodies exhibit was
prisoners.
Just prisoners that they would cut up and then put on display all around the world. They had no
David say. Giggles, ladies
David
and gentlemen.
Giggles, ladies and gentlemen. Talking China.
Getting talking down to bodies. The hard topics.
The hard topics.
But they feel good to talk about because, you know, like... You know,
I mean, you got
to
talk about it.
We need to talk about it.
Yeah, we need to talk about it. I mean, we can talk about bad news all night. Did you hear about this new girl who got shot in her house in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the door was cracked open.
The door was cracked open. And he shot her. He yelled at her from the window and said, put your hands up. And then immediately shot from outside. He was outside. The cop was outside.
Yikes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was outside the window, shot through the window.
Oh, God. That's
into
bad.
This woman who's just, it's 2 in the morning.
Hey. Sleeping.
Can either of you think of any reason that someone would leave the door of their house open other than that they're robbing that house?
I mean, if I was robbing a house, I wouldn't leave the door
open. I'd
close
the door.
No.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of reasons your door could be open.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe you're airing the house out.
Yeah, you're airing the house out.
Maybe you burned something.
Maybe you just didn't close it all the way.
Yeah, maybe you just were going inside, bring something
it's
from the
Texas,
car, and your hands were full.
It's hot down there, you know?
There's plenty of reasons other than being a dangerous burglar.
I know. And then apparently it was like the upstairs neighbor or the neighbor who saw the door was open, called the cops, and then found out that she was shot, killed. And he was like, oh, fuck. I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, it's bad for pretty much everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
No one's coming out of that
Yeah,
looking
it's,
good.
It's really bad. Would they... So yeah, they yelled out. I wrote it down just because I wanted to make sure. They yelled out, "Put your hands up, show me your hands." And then seconds later, just fired.
Yikes.
From outside. From outside. And it'll be interesting
to see. That's like me when my ex-girlfriend showed up to the bar and I kicked the emergency exit.
Do you want to tell Luke that story?
Please do. That sounds,
but nobody got killed.
Nobody got killed.
See, that's why I wouldn't make a good cop. I think I got a little...
No, you panicked. You panicked hard.
I'd be a bad cop, you know?
Yeah. So what were you? You walked into a bar. You were with your girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And then I just saw the ex and you grabbed the current girlfriend and ran out the side door.
I panicked.
That's really good.
That's a tough situation. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, play cool.
There was no reason. I know, right? But you know me.
Be like, hey, look, check out my new hot girlfriend. You suck.
I know. That's what I should have done. Yeah. I've been like, yo. I know. That's all right. It's a good story.
It's a good story.
Yeah. Going to therapy Wednesday.
Wait, you're going to therapy on Wednesday?
Going to therapy. I'm going to start seeing a therapist.
When did this happen?
Just within the year.
Was there something that set this off?
No, you're not my therapist.
I'm not your therapist. I'm your friend.
You're not my therapist, Dave.
I'm your friend.
I'm gonna save it for the you're therapist, not my friend. Buddy.
You're my co-host, Dave.
I'm just a co-host.
You lost friend status.
Should we bring her on at some point? Should I go talk to her at some point?
No, because there's a confidentiality clause.
I mean, they'll want to talk to me. Is it a girl or a guy?
Don't worry about it. Can't disclose that information.
Then why did you tell me that you're going to go to the therapist? You know I'm going to ask a follow-up question.
It's true. I'll tell you afterwards.
All right. I mean, it's interesting. I have a thing where if I go to a doctor of any kind, I want it to be a woman.
Hmm.
Don't know why. I have a lot more ease being a weirdo, Dave. But I have a lot more ease at telling the truth to a woman than I do a man. Like if I go to the doctor and if it's a guy, he's like, "What's wrong?" I'm like, "Nothing. I'm in perfect health.
I'm fine. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?"
Oh man, I actually got a pretty unfortunate doctor story.
Ooh, let's talk about it.
Let's hear a little.
This will be my exit note because I do have to get going.
Sure.
So I'll tell the story and then leave. And this can be the impression that I leave on everyone. Basically, so I was I woke up one day about a year ago or so.
No.
I woke up and my balls just really hurt.
They're sore.
Yeah, well they just, yeah, and like testicles. I had not really experienced it before. Yes, my
technicals.
In case anyone wasn't clear on that.
Yeah, I think they got it.
I wasn't something that I really experienced before, and I was like, oh whatever. I got on the subway and like it was this weird thing, like on the subway, like anytime there was like a lurch in the train, I felt like I was almost like ready to like vomit. It was like getting hit in the nuts
yeah. like with something.
And I got really nervous about it.
Kind of works its way up.
Yeah, because I didn't understand like why. So I Googled it and of course,
never Googled.
They always start telling you the most
horrible
things. Like,
You're dying.
Yeah,
you're dying.
Exactly. Well, Google convinced me that I might be experiencing torsion. Which
what's torsion?
Oh, you don't want
they get
torsion.
Twisted.
Yeah, torsion is when like the
fully
cord
twisted?
That like holds your balls to where they are gets like wrapped around itself and it cuts off blood flow. So if you have torsion and it lasts for more than like an hour or two without medical intervention, you can lose one of your testicles.
Damn.
So I started freaking out. I told my boss that I had to leave work.
Did you tell them why? Did you like,
yeah, I was just
listen.
Like, I feel sick. I went to urgent care clinic and because they have to like you know they have to like prepare for the worst case scenario they were immediately like you need to go to the hospital and so that made me start freaking out.
Yeah,
I went to the hospital.
Did they even look at you?
Well this is part of why I was reminded of this because you talked about wanting to have a female doctor because
especially for that reason.
Well it was two guys and they both obviously
poking at you.
Yeah, exactly. They had to
boxing
feel around.
Them like yeah.
So I end up going to the hospital, and people because the thing is that like real torsion is like a very serious medical issue, and so people in the hospital are freaking out,
right?
And they're like, "You should have been here like hours ago. making me believe that I am about to like thing. Yeah, and like convincing me that I'm seconds away from forever losing one of my treasured testicles.
Oh, God. Which one, the left or the right?
Ooh, well, question. that's a good. I don't know. I mean, they both felt they bad. Both it could have been both.
Could have been both. All right, so you get to the hospital. They're like, we got to do a lot of tests.
Yeah, so they so I had to get an ultrasound.
Oh, man.
They like rubbed the ultrasound jelly. I'm sorry for any listeners who are
no. Let's get some music behind this.
They had to rub the ultrasound jelly all over my
sack.
My Come sack.
On, who did it? Was it one of the guys? Was it one of the guys?
This was a woman doctor at that point.
All right. All right.
But it's not sexy because you're nuts. No,
you're hurting. No. You're hurting.
You're hurting. It's not
They had like a team of doctors in training come and just like all kind of look at my balls, and that was
give
the day
us,
that
come on, give us the.
All right. So what happened?
So the ultrasound results came back, and
oh no,
the reality of the situation was. I was just being a hypochondriac.
So they hurt for no reason? What were they
hurting
for?
It was just like ball pain.
It was just regular ball pain, Luke. Go home.
I'm convinced
they weren't enlarged.
Actually convinced that like the process of like me lying on the back on this bench and this woman like rubbing this like special ultrasound jelly all over my balls just like somehow kind of fixed the situation.
It was all wrapped up, and then she's rubbing it out.
Yeah, I think it kind of like released whatever, like like sure crazy knot was going on. So anyway, man.
Wow. So
leave it on a high note.
Did it hurt like up until that point?
Yes,
and stopped hurting.
And I mean, like I don't want to underplay. Like it was like every step that I took, it felt like something really bad was going on.
But then, as soon as she rubbed them, they were all right.
Back to normal. Yeah,
that is so weird.
She did whatever.
Maybe she
whatever.
Knew. Maybe she's she like knew had she this coming.
Yeah.
She knew what she was doing. She was making it right.
I would say the worst part of the experience was when they brought in these like doctors in training. They were all like they looked like they had. Join the hospital staff straight from like the lacrosse team at Duke.
Yeah, they did.
They were all like big, muscular, like frat bro looking dudes holding clipboards, just kind of like looking at my balls and taking notes.
Were you like holding your up or just letting the balls hang? Or was it all out? You're just like, do what you gotta do, guys.
I was on a medical bed and I was wearing a.
All around you, just dudes.
Yeah. I was wearing.
So, what would you say to how many people saw your balls from like point A to point B?
Over the course of that day, I would say 12 to 15.
Okay, a couple dozen.
That's way
or so.
More than a normal day.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. I hope so.
I'd say I max out at about one.
Yeah. One to two.
Maybe two if it's a good day.
Right. If it's a good day.
15 maybe. If it's a really bad day.
That's a bad day.
Yeah. You don't want that many people.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah. Man.
Anyway,
similar thing. When he got his vasectomy.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I forgot that he had a vasectomy. Yeah, yeah.
There she is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez.
Let's pivot. Let's pivot topics.
Oh, no. Let's keep going. What is this?
We're talking about testicles, basically.
Torsion.
Yeah.
Torsion of the testicles.
Testicular torsion.
Bring it. I've heard weird.
It's where they twist. I think there's clubs
you can go to. There you are. Now you're on.
I'm turned on.
How are you feeling over there? You said you're sick?
Oh my God, I'm like half dead. I slept for 15 hours today. I don't know what's wrong with me. Wow. I went to urgent care and they were like...
They're like, your balls are okay.
Your balls are twisted.
Balls are... Hot topic, hot twist. Balls okay. Is Giggles in for this or is
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's here.
Hey, Giggles.
I am. Around. What's up, Melissa?
Good Welcome to see back. You. I missed you guys. Oh.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Hey, boys.
Nice. Oh. There you are. All right.
We'll leave everybody over there.
What's going
everybody
on?
Can check, yeah. Chat.
All right.
Yeah, I got Guys, this nice I'm, music on.
I'm going to come right back in. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All right. Take your time. We got some nice music going.
All right. Turn me back.
All right. All right.
Can't look at my ugly mug for too long.
No, it's I. Well, I just get. I lose focus.
He does. He needs to see me.
What are we doing?
So I babysat my nephew yesterday. Went upstate. Took him to the flea market.
Oh,
And he was amazing. He was awesome. He's a good kid. But we get to the flea market, and it's in the middle of nowhere. There's no power there. It's on an abandoned airfield, right? We get there, and like we get in, and all of a sudden, I'm like, oh no, it stinks. It stinks real bad. And of course,
like what?
It stinks. He definitely shit himself real bad.
Oh, the kid. Oh,
yeah.
The kid.
Yeah, he's six. How old's the kid? Seven months old. He's 6 months, 7 months old. You know, he's a baby.
Oh, you took a 7 month old to a flea market?
Yeah,
and
we had
abandoned...
fun. We had a good time. We had a great time. Yeah. We had a good time. So we get there and it starts to stink. And I'm like, oh no, I'm going to have to change this kid. So I took my sister's car. She's got the hatchback and I'm doing it in the back and I open it up and it was everywhere. It was, up his back to the back of his neck. It was everywhere and it was terrible. And I didn't have a bathroom to go to. Like it was just like, all right.
Wipes?
Yeah, I had
this
wipes. I had the whole
thing. Take a 7 foot hole to a flea market.
Yeah. It took three of us to clean this whole thing up. It was terrible.
Oh, so there was other people. I thought it was
you not alone just and the baby.
Just you
that was what I thought too.
It was my niece. It was the lady. It was my niece who's 15. Yeah, and then the baby.
Gotcha. The way you started the story sounded
like you would take
like
a 7 foot old alone to a flea market.
We would have had fun anyway. So.
True. Would have been very, very fun. A very casual activity. Yeah. So why were you talking about testicular torsion?
You can ask Luke that question.
Well, yeah. I had a bit of a torsion scare.
Oh no!
Not really. I mean, I think at the end of the day, what it really was is my balls hurt, and then I freaked out. But you know, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Right. Yep.
I'm talking to you as a person who thankfully still has both of them. So
nice.
That's good.
Congrats.
Yeah. That's good.
Some don't. I knew a guy that it actually happened to where like one of them got twisted. And it
really had the torsion.
Oh, yeah, it's a real problem.
Yeah, I had the torsion. Yeah. He told us, and I was like, oh, and this, we're at a dinner over at his brother's house. And it was kind of like, you know, we're having a nice dinner.
Sure, it's very nice
dinner. And he started talking about it, and I was like, oh, he's like, oh. And I think I just asked him what kind of surgery he had. Yeah. He's like, oh, I had surgery down there. And I was like, do you want to share about it? And he's like, well, it was actually like ball surgery. He got one of his balls removed because it got torsion. He had torsion.
So,
yeah.
Taken out.
Taken out because it was extreme pain. So Luke's lucky.
Luke is lucky.
You are lucky.
I think she massaged it out. I think it was torsion.
That's what happened.
And she untorsed.
Yep.
As it were.
Yeah. The ultrasound technologist at a St. Luke's hospital in Manhattan.
St. Luke's.
Yeah.
So I mean, it all works out.
There you go.
It was very.
That's where my kid was born.
Really?
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah. St. Luke's Roosevelt.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
That's why my dad just had surgery, but not
fun
surgery. Ugh. Next question.
Is that why you're sick? You're all worked up?
No, you know, there's no good way to tell the story of why I'm sick. Let's just say I'm sick.
Is it the making out disease? Do you have mono? Is that what's happening?
Do you know how many times people have accused me of having mono? I don't know why. Is it just because I kiss a lot of people or because I constantly look ill? I think it's because I look like a Victorian child. Like, I'm really sallow skin because I don't sleep and I'm just not
sallow.
In good health. Like, look, I look like a... When I'm, like, sick, like, I really like do death. Look like a Victorian like orphan. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie.
You have some horrible 1800s, 1700s disease.
Those ones that doesn't really exist anymore.
Let me ask you this question. Did you bring any back from Seattle?
Okay, I was going to... Mono, no, but I was
gonna, not mono.
I was going to bring you guys weed, and then I forgot to bring it, so it's at home. I'll bring it next
week. Oh, you did buy some, though?
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Wow.
All right. So we have, just for the record, we have Melissa, who forgot to bring in weed that she bought for us, and Luke, who's going to bring us brownies and forgot to bring those.
Yeah.
We're a really good team.
We're a really good team.
We're really good friends, too. We just constantly forget things.
Yeah.
Can I get in on these brownies, by the way?
I mean, if
I forgot
them.
To bring them
next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
actually,
fuck. I'm actually gone next week, but I'll be back the week after. Sad.
We've lost control of the show.
I know. Well, yeah. What are you doing over there?
I'm looking at
guys,
photos.
I think actually that I'm going to.
You're out.
Leave.
I'm going to dip out of here.
All right.
But
you made it 45. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I finished the beer like half an hour.
I know. I know.
I had to stay to tell my ball story.
That was a good story.
Thank you.
David giggles. Home of the ball stories.
Do you want to read?
Heart out,
do you want to read another me bottle?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Do it.
All right. What do you want to play?
Hate mail.
It's been a pleasure,
Luke. On your way out, give me a song you want. What kind of mood are you feeling for this read?
Okay, it's the song. It's a theme song from the Saw movies.
Incredible.
I think it's called. Here, let me.
That's how I feel when I advertise a sponsored product.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
It is.
Hello Zep.
Yes, Hello Zep. Okay. Yeah, I actually got to. I got to stick around for this one. Then I'll leave.
All right, which one do you want to do? The Me bottle.
Yeah, give me the Me. Or yeah.
That's the
clearest read I got on this picture you sent me.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Thumb.
All right, so what kind of music is this to give him a little? Give him a little direction.
I mean, you're about to be tortured to death, by a maniacal killer,
and it's the Me bottle.
Me bottle
is the only thing that's going to save you from death.
The reality of your situation is closing in on you, and slowly you realize how desperate you are, and how high the stakes are.
$100 water bottle. Yes.
This is the greatest direction I've heard yet. Ready?
Perfect. Right. Wait. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to do this in a female voice. Just FYI.
Oh, good.
I love it. I love.
I'm already afraid.
I love the conviction. Fiction here. All right. Ready? And we're gonna bring the song up here, and then here we go. 3, 2, 1.
After more than a year of dreaming, researching, experimenting, late night conference calls, and early Saturday morning meetings, the Me team is happy and proud to present to you the Me bottle. This double-insulated, reusable stainless steel bottle disinfects water in a 60-second cycle, utilizing UVC LED technology, and is 99.99% effective against E. coli. A single charge via micro-USB lasts up to 30 days, and the bright LED display lets you know when your water is ready to drink. Join us in bringing clean water to all! Raise your bottle and drink to you and me. Find out more at mebottle.com.
That was the best read I've ever heard in my life.
That was powerful.
That was art.
What made you go with a female voice? What was your thought process there?
When you do it like that, then you don't think about the...
You don't. You get into character. You get into character.
Yeah, you just get into character.
Whew, that was good.
I like that one, huh?
I'm stealing this idea of putting the reads to music because...
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Later, what are they going to do to us?
Bye, Luke.
Later,
thanks
Luke.
For the brownie. Wait, never mind. Beautiful.
It'll be only a little bit still.
All right, perfect. Excellent. I love it.
We're really good at failing you, Dave.
I know. I'm used to it. So how was Seattle?
Oh my God, it was amazing.
All right.
I love Seattle. So first of all,
Seattle's nice.
I started most of my days by going to the local dispensary, which was amazing.
Yeah. Which dispensary did you go to? I can't remember the name of the one that I went to, but
it's
it was
called
like
Green Earth or something.
I think
like
that's the one I went to.
Green.
Is there like some like 20-year-old like super stoned out dude being like, what do you need, man?
No, it was this beautiful queer hipster girl who I was completely in love with.
Ooh,
who
nice.
Looked kind of like Kat Dennings and had like pink hair and was amazing. And I was obsessed with her.
Let's see. Who's
Are you Kat looking Dennings? Up Kat
yeah.
Dennings?
Yeah. Oh, okay. The one who dated, didn't she date?
I don't know. She was in Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, and then she was on that shitty show on CBS. I think Two Broke Girls or something.
Jesus, this picture, her boobs are huge. Okay.
Yeah, she had large boobs. That was the point of this story.
All right, go on. Go on.
That wasn't the point of this story. And then I would go. I'm working on my law school applications because I'm a real adult who starts her days at a dispensary and then goes and does law school applications. And I would go downtown or go to a random neighborhood. I'd work in the mornings at a coffee shop, and then I'd spend the rest of the day walking around and like exploring neighborhoods because my friend who I was staying with, they were working for most of it, and they were not taking.
So you
time
were there
off.
To work.
Well,
you were working.
I was there to figure
getting high and working.
High and
I was
working?
There to figure.
Sounds like your life.
See. I was there to figure out my life, and I'm doing air quotes for those of you
who
can't see or hear me.
You're doing that. You're doing the work away, kind of like to figure out the whole life situation.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah. It didn't help, really. Like, I don't feel any more settled or like I've made any more life choices.
Never does. It never
works.
I
really thought it was like the answer to all things. I was like, I'll get away, and being outside in New York, my brain will clear up. And it was true. I would like, I texted you a lot. I texted a couple of other people a lot.
Sure.
Mostly, I just stayed out of touch with everyone
That's
else.
Smart.
And just like took some space and tried to clear out my mind. And it was really nice. But then I came back and my workplace was just like in like chaos mode and disarray. And within 24 hours, I was so stressed out again. I like felt like all of my positive progress had just been like destroyed.
I mean, that's what happens. Life gets in the way and it really sucks. Yep. It really sucks.
The Giggles. Moral of the story is run away and never come back.
Exactly. Where you went to a lot of places when you were younger by yourself too. Where was the place you went to like be like, I'm going to figure this. I'm going away and I'm going to figure it all out when I'm there.
That's a good question. Australia, New Zealand was kind of like
that's what I thought you were gonna say.
I was there for 3 months.
Months you were there.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was 3 months on the other side of the world. It was kind of crazy.
That is really cool. That is that it, when you did the tour all the way around? You went all the way around?
Yeah, I went all the way in there.
That's really cool. I totally want to do that.
You should. I studied abroad in Australia and I really did not want to come back. Australia is amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't make it to New Zealand though. I wanted to.
They say it's the they have a big history of racism and, you know, like clearing out the Aborigines and
there's not a ton of
amazing.
No, yeah. I mean, there's a ton of homophobia. There were a lot of hate crimes while I was there. The treatment of the Aboriginals is terrible at all, but our treatment of Indigenous people is fucking terrible.
Oh yeah,
and our David police Giggle, brutality David and all Giggles. That. So,
we got to send that voiceover to the.
Which one is your favorite? Out of all the ones you've done so far, which one was your favorite? That last one?
I think that last one was good.
You got to send that. You got to send that to our esteemed station manager.
Yeah, I think they're always
looking for clips. I think he'll accept it as a reading of an ad.
Just here, put this one out. We're going to give you like the most horrifying music and a guy doing a girl voice. It's perfect.
Yeah,
it's
perfect. They can't say we didn't try.
What was your backstory on her? What was your motivation?
Who was me?
I used to. Well, I think I told you this, but back in the day, my friends and I would sit around on Party Line, and we'd call into like random places, and I would just do a woman's voice and be this woman calling people, asking for information.
Yeah, for what? Weird. What was the information you were asking for? Anything?
Anything. We were just talking. I would see like how long I could like continue in a woman's voice. Like I was like 14 or 15, I think. And I would just like, I would talk to people for like 10, 15, 20 minutes, you know, and my friends would all be on like mute, you know, but like
laughing their asses off.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like the lady who would like ask to see the manager. Let me talk to your manager.
Karen, as the internet
calls her. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's good. That's good. That was a really good one. I'll isolate that one. Send it over to Tom and see what he thinks.
I'm sure he will love it.
Yeah.
I lied through my teeth.
Yeah.
I still want to know whatever one they did on Art Star Scene Radio. I'm sure that was definitely did not involve shoving it up anyone's anus.
That definitely.
It definitely did.
Yeah, which is probably really bad. What do you got over there?
I got to tell you about my cool story. I mean,
let's hear it.
You got to saw the story about last night going to the show.
I saw a little bit about it. What was this? It was a date night.
Went with the wife. Went to Martin Sexton. You know, great vocalist, guitarist, troubadour, as they
all
say.
All of this adds up to a Giggles night out.
It's Martin totally Sexton, a Giggles night out.
Date night, going into the city.
Yeah, going into the city. I paid to park, you know, we go into the theater. And we're up in the mezzanine.
Yeah.
And it's pretty empty up there. I mean, it's like it's an older crowd. People are like kind of filling in.
Sure,
the
you're probably the youngest people there.
Yeah. It's about like 5 minutes, 6 minutes before showtime. And this lady comes up and she's like, hey, are you, how long have you been Martin Sexton fans? I was like, maybe like 8 years. I don't know. Like I've been listening to, she's like, how many shows you been to? And I was like, six maybe. She's like, so you'd say you're like big Martin Sexton fans.
Big
I'm like,
fan.
Yeah. Big fan. I'm like here early, you know, I'm seeing, you know, date night, Saturday night.
And she's hey, like, listen, I just paid for parking.
Right. Just paid for parking.
That's how big of a fan I am. I paid for parking.
And she's like, what do you guys think about front row tickets? And I was like, are you serious? She's like, yeah. She's like, we have a board member that couldn't show up. And he said, hey, go up to the mezzanine and like pick a couple people that are big fans. And
this seems like a scam. This seems like a scam.
But she's like, come down, you know, like she's like, so we go down and it's like front row tickets.
Damn.
And then we're sitting there, we're chatting. And it turns out she's like the executive director of the theater.
That's how you do date night.
Ooh. That's how you do date night. That's I'm sitting next to my night. Wife right. on the other side and the executive director of the theater on the other side. So I was like, this is a pretty good.
Did you pitch yourself? Be like, listen, I could take some pictures for you.
I was going to say that's what I would have done.
I didn't give any pitches. No? But anyways, so like we're sitting in the front row, we're chatting it up. And she's like, do you want to go backstage and meet him? And I was like, yeah. Sure. Yeah. I was excited. But I was like, I didn't know if it'd be like okay to meet somebody before the set. because I thought that'd be kind of weird. You know, I always think if it's like afterwards.
Well, they're not going to pay attention to you before the set. You know,
right?
They're like two and two and be like, oh, I got to go out on stage. I got to do what songs am I going to do? Blah 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 blah. Yeah.
Who are these? Who are these?
Who are these fucking guys?
Yeah. But it was funny.
I just went. Yeah, like Martin says, guess how much I paid for parking?
$10.
$10. I paid $10 for parking.
Right, so anyways, we go into the back. Yeah. We're like in the backstage area, and then there's a door, you know, and then the door opens, and then he comes out with like a, you know, production manager or whatever. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, I didn't have like, you know, like butterflies. I wasn't like starstruck, but I was like, this is kind of cool. Like, I feel like, you know, like this is great. But so he goes around and he shakes my hands. And then the lady's like, oh, this is one of our board members. She's on our staff. And then she was like, and these guys, we're up in the mezzanine, and they're big fans of yours. And I was like, oh, it's like
you had no sway at all. You're just fans who got picked out,
right?
Like the lowliest people.
Yeah,
that's really good. That's really good. Did he shake your hand though? Did you say
shook my hand, and then after she told him that we were like the big fans, he gave me a big high five, and it was like, oh, it was kind of cool. That's like cool. Backstage. Meeting this guy who I think is a great musician.
Yeah, you love him. You've been talking about Martin Sexton for years. Did he hit on your wife though? Be like, hey,
no.
Do you want to meet me later?
No. No, come on, Dave. Jeez, dude.
I would make the joke. Just be like, hey, I know you got this guy here, but well, he's a chump.
Yeah, right. Well, you're not filling music halls, Dave.
No, I am not filling music halls.
With your guitar.
Yet. Have you ever been starstruck?
I think so. I think I might have seen some stars when I was catering in New York.
Yeah,
who? And I was like, oh, that's like who was it? Oh, shoot, I forget. But I mean, it was Sheryl Crow. I think I gave
Sheryl
her a glass of white wine, and I was like, oh. Sheryl Crow. Hi.
Sheryl Crow.
Have
a good time.
One time I saw Robert Pattinson on the street, so I gave him the finger. He kept walking.
That's pretty good.
What was that?
That's you.
Ooh,
we're getting all fucked up.
Is that me?
Yeah, I think China dinged us.
Robert Pattinson.
They have the ability too. That's the crazy thing. They do have the ability to ding us.
I know.
Dave, before you go out, you got to fix your...
Is the collar all messed up? Believe. All right.
Melissa hasn't even told you.
Yeah, what was that?
I went to
that?
This...
it looks fine to me.
This super...
I'll tell you the last guy who I was starstruck by, and it was like, nobody cared. I was the only one who cared. And I was at this event where like Harrison Ford was there. And I was at this event where there was a lot of people there. There was a lot of big names there. And the guy who starstruck me the most was the dad from The Wonder Years.
You nerd.
I was like, yes, I want to shake his hand. I got a picture with him.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
How much time do we have?
We got a minute and a half.
Okay, nice.
What do we got? You got something you want to go out on?
No, I just wanted to make sure we weren't like, I don't know. I didn't get the timer, and you didn't look nervous. So
one and a half.
This was good.
It was good. This good was show. Good. We had Luke in here talking about his.
Okay, how did this balls. Come up? We'll talk about this.
Well, we were talking about
unfortunate medical incidents.
Right. Well, I was also talking about. Well, what started off is Giggles told me he was going to therapy, and I wanted to talk about that, but he didn't want to talk about it, so we moved on. And I said that every time I go to a doctor, I always make sure it's a woman. So that's how that started.
I'm with you. But I also don't like having male doctors.
I just lied to male doctors. I'm like, oh, fine. Whatever.
You got to be manly in front of the man. No, yeah,
exactly.
That. Whereas I feel like, I don't know, all male doctors remind me of my uncle, who is the worst person I've ever met and is also a doctor.
Really bad.
Sounds it's a bad really guy. Bad. Yeah. If you're in Cheshire, Connecticut, don't go see my uncle if you have allergy needs.
Go see him.
I'm not saying his name, but he's a good allergist, I'm sure. Just like a terrible person.
This is your uncle you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't talk.
Oh, no. All right.
So millennial.
We're at the end of our show here. Melissa, I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Me too.
Giggles. Good work on date night. That might be the best date night you've ever done.
It was good. Yeah. It was a good date night.
You got the high five. You paid for that parking.
I got the front row seats. I mean, he was like right there. And I was like, wow, this is kind of cool.
That is really cool.
I closed my eyes and